It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith toured White Sands Missile Range Tuesday with Congresswoman Xochitl Torres-Small. Casey Counts spoke with both of them about the subject of the Pentagon diverting billions of dollars for military projects, including some in New Mexico, to support President Trump's border wall.
The bottom line is it impacts readiness. It impacts the ability of the military to train and equip our forces so that they're ready for the fight.
Adam Smith outlined the importance of White Sands Missile Range on a national level.
Well, it's absolutely critical. You know, for all of the sophisticated platforms that we have, whether you're talking aircraft carriers, fighter planes, bombers, you know, they have to be able to communicate and they have to be able to defend themselves against whatever our potential adversaries have to throw at them. This range tests all of that.
The range is losing $40 million meant for a new information facilities building. Torres-Small talked about what that loss means to the range and to cybersecurity.
Addressing future threats and building both the expertise as well as the infrastructure to do that. And the current facility that we have is dramatically limited in its capability because of the wiring, because of the age.
She said the economic impact of losing the funding will have an effect on the local workforce as well as on a national level.
I've had meetings with the previous General Brady, about the efforts that were being taken to develop the local workforce at New Mexico State University and across southern New Mexico to help support this information systems facility. So it has a huge impact, of course, on our national security and on our local economy, as well as our ability to ready a workforce for these new cyber threats that we'll be facing.
Holloman Air Force Base is taking an $85 million hit for the wall, losing an MQ-9 training facility. Torres-Small said that loss comes at the worst time possible, while the Air Force is facing a shortage of pilots. For KRWG Public Media, this is Casey Counts.
It was the migrant spring in Las Cruces, and the community stepped up in a big way. With this week's commentary, here's Walt Rubel.
Perhaps we should feel relieved that asylum seekers will no longer be sent to Las Cruces. But it feels like the job hasn't been finished yet. In April, Border Patrol officials in El Paso notified the city that they plan to drop asylum seekers off at our bus station. Lots of them. More than 17,000 have passed through our community since then, mostly from Central America. Few spoke English or had the money needed for bus tickets elsewhere. A partnership between local government, churches, and other volunteers immediately sprang into action. El Cavarro Church and the Gospel Rescue Mission were among the first to open their doors. Community members lined up to donate clothes, toiletries, and other necessities. But the wave of asylum seekers soon became more than those facilities could deal with. That's when the city got involved, renting a building on Brown Road and converting it into a shelter and processing center. Asylum seekers were greeted warmly, fed, clothed, and assisted in their journey to live with sponsors in other parts of the country. Organizers had to figure things out on the fly, but after a while they had the process down and were moving people through quickly and efficiently. That's about the time federal officials notified the city that our services would no longer be needed. The Border Patrol has announced that it will stop releasing asylum seekers into Las Cruces. Cots at the shelter are lined up and ready for new arrivals, with clothing, blankets, and toys for children. But there haven't been any for days, shelter director Kyle Boyd told the Sun News. Border crossings typically slow down in the fall and winter, but the decrease can also be attributed to a new federal policy in which families seeking asylum in the United States are required to wait in Mexico. And so, the immediate crisis is over, but the problems haven't been solved. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich was in Las Cruces and Deming last week to offer praise for the local response to the crisis. He came representing himself. There will be no thanks coming from the federal government. We'll be lucky to get reimbursed for the $1 million in city funds spent to set up the shelter. Our efforts could not have been welcomed at the highest level of federal government. At a time when the president was threatening to release immigrants into sanctuary cities as if they were rampaging zombies hungry for brains, and at a time when the Border Patrol was completely overwhelmed by and hopelessly incapable of dealing with the wave of new immigrants, our community demonstrated that the situation could be handled with humanity and compassion and without a threat to public safety. Any federal recognition for that effort is going to have to come after the 2020 election. When you look at the big picture, it is frustrating. Our immigration laws do need to be reformed, as the president is demanding. But that has to be a collaborative effort that considers all aspects, not just border security. It's hard to see that happening in the current political environment. And nothing is happening to resolve the issues of crime, corruption, and climate change that are driving Central American farmers to leave their homes in the first place. All we can do on those issues is continue to advocate and work for change. But when you narrow the focus and look at each individual, there were 17,000 men, women, boys, and girls whose difficult lives were made a little bit easier by their small time in Las Cruces. That's worth more than any federal proclamation ever will be. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.